Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Mutt Recap News. It's Monday, the 4th of August, 2025. It's a bank holiday Monday, according to investing.com. I normally check out their calendar, see what events are coming up for the week. And it's in the UK, all day, bank holiday. Well, I didn't know that. The markets didn't know that either, because the markets are open. That's surprising, isn't it? Anyway, do you know what? It is absolutely crazy what Trump has done. Nuts. So Trump has fired the boss of one of America's most important economic institutions, hours after weaker than expected jobs data. And that was basically, listen, so on social media, Trump claimed that Erica McIntyre, who was the commissioner for the Bureau of Labor Statistics, or the BLS, had rigged, capital letters as well, rigged jobs figures to make Republicans and me, capitals, look bad. So figures released by BLS showed that employers in the US added just 70,000 jobs in July, far below 109,000 new roles that were forecast. The agency has also revised down employment growth in May and June, reporting 250,000 fewer jobs than previously thought. It was the largest downward revision in employment figures, apart from the COVID era, since 1979. If these figures are correct, and I suspect they are, I don't think there's any rigging going on. Let's be honest, they are an effect of Trump's tariffs. The tariffs are creating uncertainty. There's an investment delay, which includes, you know, hiring of new people. And if they are correct, the US economy is in trouble. The greatest revision down. Now, people say you should. They are backward-facing figures. But once employment starts to roll over, it tends to pick up pace. And you've seen recessions happen off the back of this in America. But thing is, who is going to replace this person now? Who's going to replace Erica McIntyre? Think of her name, McIntyre. Because going forward, if the numbers are correct and jobs declining, what's the person going to report? If they report bad numbers, then the economy is slowing down and Trump will sack them. Now, if they just report good numbers anyway now, who's going to trust them? There's no integrity there. It undermines the validity of the data. They're just saying, well, Trump was told to release good numbers. This is nuts, isn't it? It's almost like Trump is acting like like an absolute ruler. It's like a dictator, just telling what numbers should release. It's like China. Everyone says you can't trust data out of China because they release what they want to release. And you can't trust it. Now, to have the biggest economy in the world releasing data that no one trusts is very thin ice. It's dodgy ground. Trump is becoming a dictator. You can't just release figures. What do you just give him the figures and say, okay, no, change that negative to a positive, yeah? Just show us we're going up rather than down. It's nuts, isn't it? Absolutely crazy. But the thing is, the ironic thing is, Trump wants interest rates to come down. Well, if jobs are drying up, the economy will slow and the Fed has a dual mandate. Unlike the Bank of England, all the Bank of England are concerned with are price stability. If the Fed have a dual mandate for price stability and maximum employment. Therefore, interest rates will come down if jobs start drying up. Trump, you can't have it both ways. You can't have a strong economy and low interest rates. But you can have a weak economy and low rates. What do you want? I just think this is worrying. I couldn't believe this over the weekend. I think this is going to upset. The markets sold off on Friday. Let's look at the markets in America. The markets did sell off. Let me just get this up here. So NASDAQ was down 2.24%. S&P was down 1.6%. Dow was down 1.23%. The Russell 2000 is down 2%. It looks like they're going to have a bit of a rally today. But I can't say this is going to be long-lasting. Because if it is based off the jobs, and if this figure is accurate, the US economy is slowing down. That's not good for anyone. And in fact, I've seen recently quite a few companies reporting who have operations are based in America, or they have a major part of their operations in America, saying there's delay. You know, and they've, in fact, one over the weekend last week, Sumero, which has had these sort of big machines, laser screening machines, you know, that flatten out cement using lasers and all that stuff. They did a profit warning. There's also one a day, Strip Tinnings, which is, I'll go through some numbers on that, but they're supplying a kit to Amazon's Zox robot taxis. They're talking about delays. There's lots of companies talking about delays, especially if they have, you know, a large part of their operations in America. I think these figures are right. There is delay. There is profit warnings coming out left, right, and centre from companies involved in America. So, I have very little. In fact, none of my companies are US based, I don't think, but most of them operate in the UK. And the UK is hardly thriving, but you've got to look for businesses that are strong fundamentally in any environment. So it's a little bit worrying. By the way, made me laugh. A while back, did mention this. There's a company, they changed the name on the 2nd of May, okay? What was it called before? I can't think of what they called before. Let me go back a bit further. Hang on. So look. Investment Evolution Credit PLC. That's what it was called before. And they changed their name on the 2nd of May to Amazing AI. Amazing AI. Are we, let me ask a question. As private investors, are we that simple? Do they think they announce a company name, Amazing AI? So we've got the AI in there. There's other companies out there that's just called something AI, but they're not amazing. So if we call ourselves Amazing AI, people are investing in us because, you know, it's not as good as us because we're amazing. Other companies are okay. They're doing AI, yeah, but they're not amazing, are they? Is that the level of depth of thought they're thinking there, that people just call it Amazing AI? It's amazing. Ronan Keaton could sing the song. You can have some companies that are good AI, okay AI. We'll go with Amazing AI, yeah? That'll convince people. But I did notice recently, they're another one of these companies, they've adopted a Bitcoin treasury policy. Bitcoin is going to roll over. Over the weekend, it hit 111,000, I think. It's bounced a little back up. I think it's going to roll over. And you'll see, almost honestly, a fire sale of these Bitcoin treasury companies. They're all valued at multiples, the Bitcoin asset. Now, if the underlying asset drops, and these companies, like I said before, are loss-making. They have no cash. Any cash they have, they're trying to buy Bitcoin. Cash is more stable than Bitcoin. Okay, you may see over the next 5-10 years, Bitcoin goes up. But when you are such a tiny nano cap and your valuation is based off quite an unstable asset, and that unstable asset takes a bit of a dive, you're naked. But this is quite funny. They announced a Bitcoin treasury policy update, right? And they said they're going to leverage Bitcoin, right? They're on Aquis. The ticker is AAAI. They're engaging with a custodian that will provide financing against AI's Bitcoin, providing AI with the benefit of any appreciation in the value of Bitcoin, whilst also allowing it to leverage its Bitcoin assets 50%. This can be used to drive greater lending resources in its USA lending operations, which currently charges 59.9% per annum in the state of Georgia. What? They said, by way of an example, if Amazing AI was able to purchase 20 million of Bitcoin in its Bitcoin treasury. It could potentially borrow up to 10 million to lend out to consumers in Georgia. And they said they could generate up to 5.99 million pounds in additional recurring revenue to Amazing AI per annum. Think of what? Surely not. So that was on the 27th of July. Sorry, 27th of June at 7 a.m. At 12:06, they came out with temporary suspension. You're thinking, hang on, you must be sure you can't, you know, in the UK, very strict on what you can do. You know, even all these, you know, Bitcoin treasury companies, they have to pretend they're doing something else. They have to pretend they're not investing in, you know, crypto assets, because you can't give retail investors access to just investment vehicles based on crypto assets. It's not allowed for the FCA. So here's a company here saying they're going to leverage their Bitcoin assets. Then come on, guys. You must have read the rules, surely. So they came out at next on the 1st of July, further Bitcoin treasury policy and restoration. They say, the company advised that if it's then engaged with a custodian, will only provide Bitcoin custodial and spot trading services. The company will not use any leverage services the custodian can provide. So under the rules, and the FCA rules came out, they realized, oh, you can't do that. Company will not engage in marketing, distribution, or sale of crypto assets, derivatives, or exchange-traded notes to retail investors. And they say the company will continue to monitor the evolving UK regulatory landscape concerning crypto assets and will seek the appropriate legal advice as necessary before initiating any other services offered by the custodian. Are you lot simple? How the hell are these people in charge of a listed company? They haven't a clue what the rules are. It's just worrying, isn't it? So they may be, you know, amazing at AI, but it turns out they're not so good at reading the Financial Conduct Authority rules. I'm flabbergasted. Unbelievable. Anyway, let's... Oh, you just do what you want. Is it? Oh, it's rules, is it? Oh, I didn't know that. We didn't realise it was rules. Okay. Sorry. We can't leverage Bitcoin. We didn't realise. What else can we do? Let's look at the markets here. FTSE 100, up a third of 1% to 9,098. FTSE 350, up again, half of 1%, 21,799. The FTSE small cap, up half of 1% to 7,166. The FTSE fledgling, is up a third of 1%, 13,235. And the AIM all share, it's pretty much flat, 757. It's taken a bit of a tumble from that recent high. So it did, intraday, it got to 780. And now it's down like 3% from that there. So there we are. Commodities, Brent crude down 1.19% to $68.78 a barrel. Gold, I think that's going to rally even further. Gold is now above 3,400. 3,410. The high here in gold was 3,452. So literally $42 away from an all-time high. With the uncertainty that Trump is sowing, gold will rally harder. Copper, it's had an awful week, copper. Like I said, down 25%, pretty much. Was that under Trump as well? I can't remember now. Yeah, I think it was, wasn't it? It's been tariffs on copper and stuff. So it's at $9,792 a ton, and that was down from 12,800. Bitcoin, it's at 114,000. It really needs to get above that 116 level, really. But maybe some weakness. Like I said, I don't understand why there's so many companies adopting this Bitcoin treasury policy, apparently buying Bitcoin, and Bitcoin is just rolling over a little bit after recent highs. How can that happen? There must be some big whales selling somewhere. There must be some. In fact, there was some unusual activity in apparently wallets that have not been activated since 2015 recently, transferring some Bitcoin. Some people say it's just down to security, just adjusting or consolidating. But some say if they start selling, it's a bit of a worry. So we'll see. But I keep saying, if I don't think Bitcoin's in a bubble. I keep saying this all the time. You know, there's been no bubbles run for like 15 years and risen so high. But if you want exposure to Bitcoin, don't do it through Bitcoin treasury companies, because it is leveraged pretty much. And they will have to start selling. They say they're going to hodl it, but they can't, because their prices will collapse. Their values will collapse. They are leveraged about 3-4 times to the Bitcoin price. So I don't see how they're going to survive, some of these companies. If Bitcoin takes a big leg down, you can times that by 3, 4, 5 times for these companies. It's okay if Bitcoin crashes and then some of these companies survive and then buy some of those and it's going to go back up. But right now at all-time highs, I'd be a little bit wary. The way you really want to buy them, is like a fund. You want to buy these companies if they're at discount to their Bitcoin holdings. That would be ideal, but they're not. Most of them, trade on a multiple premium to their Bitcoin holdings. And their operations are loss-making as well. So it doesn't make any sense that they would even trade at a premium. It doesn't make any sense at all. What else was there? One Health Group's all-time high. Did I do anything else? Oh, yeah, let's look at the government bonds here. 2-year government bond, it's up. A fifth of 1% to 3.8 is the yield. If the government want to loan out on bonds with a duration of 2 years, for 10-year, it's flat at 4.5%, and the 30-year is 5.35%. A pound will buy you €1.14, and it'll buy you $1.32. So is it rallying, or is it the pound just weakening? It's come off a little bit. It's gone up a little bit. That's pretty much it, isn't it? I've only looked at one microcap today. And I think it's interesting, not as an investment. I think it's just quite interesting. It's called Striptinning. STG is ticker. They've released their interim results. This is on the Macrocap database at sharepickers.com. They have a market cap of 5 million. Enterprise value, 10. So already it's a little bit worrying. So they've got debt equal to their market cap. So they manufacture the specialists for flexible electrical connectors related to primary to heating and antenna systems and embedded within automotive glazing and the connection of the cells within electric vehicles. What was the other company that was like this that went through quite a few years back? So here's my comments. The H1 results are not positive. Revenue down 5% to 4.5 million versus 4.78. Loss before tax did improve by 43% to 1.56 million versus 2.72. Net debt increased to 5 million versus net cash this time last year of 1.28 million. Free cash outflow improved. It's still outflow though, to 73,000 versus 2.2 million. And they stated the board remains confident of meeting market expectations for adjusted EBITDA in the financial year 25, although they did say long-term growth drivers remain despite near-term automotive market challenges, which are expected to continue into 2026. So that's a big area of their work. And they say it's going to continue that challenging market in the automotive area. So pull this one out is because it's a big read across here. You can look at other companies involved in that sector, and you probably know already they're suffering challenges. But this company is now saying they expect to continue into 2026. What is interesting here is they are producing battery cell technology for Amazon's Zoox. I don't know how you say that. Z-O-O-X. Anyway, Amazon's Zoox robo taxis, which are on trial in Las Vegas and Foster City in California. Now, it's worth visiting. I didn't know they were done by Amazon, so I just typed in the Google and I said, right, Zox. It's worth checking out Zox's funky website and these futuristic boxy vehicles. It's quite good. Just look at Zox and you scroll down and you don't actually scroll, it just changes the pictures on the website. It's well done. I thought, this is quite a well done site. They just Google Zox and they're owned by Amazon. I didn't know that. So the fact they're owned by Amazon, to me, suggests that STG's technology must be quite highly rated. But financially, over the next few years, they will see the company struggle. Now, Mark Perrins, the CEO, and I've heard him on Radio 5 Live, actually, a few times, Wake Up the Money, says this has been a challenging period for the company, working to deliver on its three significant nominations while under significant cost and cash pressures. It's nice to be so honest, isn't it? So the full year results, just looking at 24, they deteriorated in all metrics. Revenue dropped like 17% to 9 million. Loss before tax increased 182% to 4.87. Net debt increased to 4.63. Free cash flow worsened by 509% to 3.95 million. But they've also stated in the interims that they will require more cash. The directors are also remain open to equity funding from investors and or strategic partners to support the ultimate production ramp. Now, they've also applied for government funding. I think it's just 5.2 million if they get it, but it'll take a while. So they already have net debt of 5 million against a market cap of 5 million. So forecasts for 26 are revenue. So top line revenue is going to grow. It's quite a capital intensive business, you know, manufacturing. So they need a lot of revenue to make a bit of profit. So revenue for 26 up 53% to 13.2 million. Net loss up 30% or better than 30% to 3.3 million. 2027 revenue up 61% to 21.3. So they're going from, 5 this year, 4.7, to 26 is 13.2, then 21.3 in 27. But they're going to be profitable in 27, they're aiming for 700K. It's a very thin margin. At 28 pence, we'll put one a PE of 7. It could be a recovery play. But in robo-taxi terms, there's many overcrowded cities full of pedestrians and vehicles to safely navigate through before they get to profitability. In the meantime, they will need to secure additional funding. It's an interesting story. I like the story. You know, the tech's obviously highly rated by Amazon, but it's a nano cap making a loss with debt the size of the market cap. So for that, it's an avoid. But I do, you know, highly advise you to go on Zox. Amazon's website, just go to Zox and check that out. And that's it for today. And there may not be many more podcasts this week because I'm off on Hollybobs for a little bit. All right. Thank you very much. And speak to you next weeky. Oh, don't forget, go to shapekids.com. I'm still updating the Macrocamp database. I won't be doing a podcast. I still work when I go on holidays because I love it. It's not work for me. You know, it's one of the things, isn't it? If you find something you enjoy doing in life, you'll never work another day in your life. So I'll still be doing it if my wife and kids don't drag me out to do something, which they will, obviously. But I'll try and get some updates up there on the Microcamp database for members. And by the way, you can join the club by going to sharepickers.com. And you can join for, less than a latte. That's the cost of it a week. And by the way, check out my YouTube channel. I've released 3 videos in the last 3 weeks. I intend to keep doing that, hopefully. Well, not every single week. I mean, only when there's companies worth talking about. But so just search for Share Pickers and you'll find the videos there. Thank you very much and speak to you next week.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.